Thank you. I'm a research scientist in the Bureau of STD Control in the State Health Department in New York, and I'm going to be talking today about community support for normalizing public discussion about STDs and the results of a statewide survey done in our state. New York is very diverse, but prior behavioral surveillance surveys have found that many New Yorkers underestimate the level of STDs in their community and have important knowledge gaps. And increased public awareness about STDs has been a priority for our STD program. But there are common perceptions regarding sexual health that it's a private sensitive topic and that the public does not want to hear or talk about STDs. And some stakeholders, including media, have been hesitant to support public health campaigns that address these topics. This is an example of a transit ad that was rejected by a transit company in central New York as too controversial for a bus side. This was just a few years ago. And even the local newspaper commented on the fact that the same bus company had just been displaying an H&M department store Claudia Schiffer underwear ad, which the company apparently felt was compatible with community norms. So we needed to better understand actual community norms for the acceptability of STD-related messages and the use of local communication channels for dissemination of those messages, as well as the public's perceived need for public STD education. We were able to get a 28-question state-specific module on the 2008 Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, BRFSS, telephone survey. This is a survey of non-institutionalized adults done in each state. It actually only cost us $1,000 per question. This study uses a standardized CDC study design. There's a stratified random sample. Sampling ways are provided so that you can generalize the data to your state's population. So the questions about communication venues and channels, as well as messages, had this introductory statement. There are many choices about how best to get the word out about STDs in any community. We'd like to know how and where the public feels education on STD prevention and STD risk should be offered. These questions used a 5-point scale, not acceptable to very acceptable was the range, and there were 8 questions on venues and 13 on message content. Here are the 8 venues that we asked about: airing TV spots on STDs after 9, doing radio spots on teen or adult radio stations, newspaper stories, transit posters, billboards, teaching STD prevention in middle school and high school, and brochures. For the message themes, we asked about the acceptability for use in a local publicity campaign of messages such as ideas on starting a conversation with a partner about STD risks, ideas on how to ask a partner or spouse to start using condoms, that even in a committed relationship, your partner may have partners you don't know about, instructions on condom use, that you can get STDs from vaginal, oral, or anal sex, that there's an increased STD risk for MSM, information on level and rates of STDs, information on symptoms of STDs, where to go for screening, how to talk to your doctor, and personal stories about people affected by STDs. We had an additional set of questions that related more to perceived need and attitudes. Those were introduced by the statement, people have different comfort levels and beliefs about how and where an issue like sexually transmitted disease should be talked about. That scale was also a 5-point scale, completely disagree to strongly agree, with neither agree nor disagree as the midpoint. And there were 4 questions on perceived community need and 3 on personal need. So our results. This shows the combined percent overall that found each of the venues acceptable. So you see on the far left in pink are those that found it somewhat acceptable, the yellow acceptable, and the brighter orange on the right very acceptable. You'll see that the range is from 76.7% acceptable for billboards to 93.6% acceptable for teaching about STD prevention in high schools, and there's pretty high acceptability across the venues. These percents are slightly different from what was in the abstract because we added back in those respondents who indicated don't know and refused because the results were so good we thought we might be overinflating the acceptability. Oops. Here are the first 6 messages, and all of these were acceptable at 90% or above. where to go for STD screening, STD symptoms, how to talk to your doctor, that you can get STDs from vaginal, oral, and anal sex, ideas on asking a partner or spouse to use condoms, was as acceptable as information about the level and rates of STDs in your county. And not far behind, ideas on starting conversation about STD risks with a partner at almost 90% acceptable, condom use on 89%, personal stories, 88%. And the two lowest, even in a committed relationship, your partner may have other partners, and the increased STD risk for MSM were still acceptable to more than 8 out of 10. In terms of perceived need and attitudes, the question, most people already know enough about how to protect themselves from STDs, only 26% agreed. Mostly only single people need education about STDs, only 18% agreed. STDs are a widespread problem in this community, 45%. In terms of, I'd be embarrassed to ask my doctor about STDs, 1 in 5. And I'd feel comfortable with my doctor asking about my sexual activity during a checkup, almost 75%. We did different kinds of analyses. We created mean scores for each respondent across venues, messages, combination of venues and messages, and compared response patterns for both these mean scores and on individual questions of key sociodemographic groups, and you see the strata here. For messages and venues, there were few meaningful differences in the mean scores or on individual items by those strata. So all of the mean scores were above 4. 4 was the acceptable range on that 5-point scale. And with our large sample size, there were many that were statistically significant, but there weren't a lot that were really meaningful differences. For perceived need and attitudes, there were some differences that were seen. On the question, there needs to be more open discussion in our community about the risks and problem of STDs. 71% agreed overall. You'll see for African Americans, 88%, Hispanics, almost 80%, and whites, 65%. So still almost 2/3 of whites. There was a small difference between the New York City boroughs and the rest of state, but not really a big difference. The question, I need some ideas on how to talk to my partner about protection of STDs, from STDs. Overall, 1/3 of the respondents agreed. You'll see that for African American and Hispanics, that was close to 45%. Looking for that type of help, and for whites, 1 in 4. Interestingly, there was not really a difference between those that were single and those that were married. There are limitations on BRFSS data. The refusal rate in New York State for BRFSS is 19%, and the response rate is somewhat below the national BRFSS average. There are a lot of non-contact components of the response rate calculations, such as that answering machines, caller ID, those kinds of things impact. But recent studies have found that the bias created from lower response rates in telephone surveys appears to be small for most variables. Yet we still have, this is still considered a limitation that's important to mention. As a telephone survey, we do miss certain subpopulations. New York does actually have a cell phone sample now, but not for the state added questions, just for the core questions. We did not test specific messages, just areas of message content. And we didn't include the newer social media channels that everybody else will be talking about, but we have those questions on the 2010. BRFSS. Our analyses are ongoing, and we, you know, so there may be additional interaction effects or predictors that are found. So to conclude, across New York State communities, over 70% of respondents agreed there needs to be more open discussion about STDs, and only 9% disagreed. A wide range of messages and venues were acceptable for a local publicity campaign. And subgroup differences show that there are opportunities to tailor and target some of those messages. There are a few published studies on the public's perceptions regarding open discussion of STD and sexual health in the research literature, particularly in public venues. And so, but we certainly hope some of the rest of you might try this in your jurisdictions, because it is important to know how this may vary, and it probably would somewhat, if studied in other regions of the country. But these results were unexpected to us. They were much more positive than we expected. And most importantly, it's critical to reduce institutional barriers to public education. And we plan to share these data with and raise the awareness of our own higher level decision makers that are often the gatekeepers for our campaigns regarding the public's clear desire to know. I want to acknowledge my co-authors and colleagues in this work. Thank you.